nothing new on the Zeke Elliott situation after he was handcuffed early Sunday morning. Not arrested, handcuffed after some sort of run-in with his girlfriend and a security guard at a music festival very early in the morning in Las Vegas on Sunday, or just hours later. He was back here in North Texas in Frisco at the Star hosting a youth football camp. That was such a bizarre couple of hours for him, from going from being handcuffed, almost arrested. They decided not to arrest him. He's back here in the Metroplex hosting a youth football camp, talking to the media just a few hours later and saying things like this.
Just kind of growing up, you know, came into this league really young and had a lot to learn. And, you know, I got those boo-boos. I messed up a couple of times and I learned from my mistakes and, you know, it made me a better person.
That was after the incident.
After the incident. So he thought there's whatever happened, no one was ever going to find out about it. He was handcuffed, but at that point he didn't know there was video. And as we mentioned yesterday, I don't think anything's really going to come of this. I do think the league will take a look at it. I think the Cowboys now, if they thought they were making some headway there and that Zeke was making some headway, maybe they're back to the point of, oh, we've got a problem here to deal with. I think they've got at least a new issue to deal with, and that'll be interesting to see how that plays out the next couple of months. Probably no suspension, but you never know when it comes to the league and how they view, especially when there's videotaped evidence of something like this. So we'll see how that plays out. And as I mentioned yesterday, is there any chance that management has already called Zeke in to say, okay, what happened? What's going on here? And if this did happen, we don't like what we see in this video. The answer to that is probably no, or maybe heck no. Of course that hasn't happened.
I would say 1,000% no.
The Cowboys just don't do that. And if he did go in to talk to somebody, if somebody did call him in, would it be Jerry? Or would it be Steven?
Isn't it funny we don't even consider that it might be the head coach?
Oh, now that's really funny.
No way.
You laughed at me yesterday when I said Jerry. That's really funny there.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But there is a column written by Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports, that's really interesting. He says, for Jerry Jones, the watershed moment arrived on day one back in 1989. Mortgaged to the hilt after his purchase of the Dallas Cowboys, he pulled the plug on the iconic Tom Landry and installed Jimmy Johnson as his head coach, kickstarting a return to prominence and laying the foundation that would help make Jones one of the biggest power brokers in NFL history. Nearly 30 years later, arguably the most important turning point since that 1989 shakeup is now unfolding in Dallas. And he says that basically this is the year of Steven, that they have these big off-season issues to deal with. One of those was DeMarcus Lawrence, which has already been done. He's got the new deal. Steven was at the head of that. A long-term decision on the head coach, long-term decision on the franchise quarterback, wide receiver, and running back. And at the front doing all this work is Steven. And as Robinson also writes, make no mistake, Jerry has been clear about his motivations in recent months. He's 76 years old. He was shaken by the death of Houston Texans owner Bob McNair, who died last November at 81. Jones doesn't have time for sweeping rebuilds, and he wants another Super Bowl win more than almost anything else. We've known that about Jerry. He's even said as much publicly, that he knows the time is ticking down and he doesn't have 30 seasons to see whether or not the Cowboys can win another Super Bowl. He doesn't know how many he has left, but he realizes that clock is really ticking. But this was the really wild quote from this article, this column by Charles Robinson. He said, a prominent NFL agent said of Steven Jones last week, quote, he has already taken over the big decisions the last 3 years. That dynamic has totally changed with how the money works. Jerry used to pay everyone. Now he says all these nice things about a player, but Steven ends up being the one who decides when and how they get their money, or if they get paid at all. The agent continues to say, compared to Jerry, Steven is so cheap, too. He doesn't want to pay the big deals without a fight. Don't kid yourself. Steven is running Dallas now. Jerry is stepping back, and Steven is stepping forward. That's what you're seeing. I think that is somewhat shocking, and no one really knows how it all works, and I don't think you would ever get the Cowboys to confirm how it works. I think they like to keep it ambiguous, and they like us to feel out here that it is a committee that they put together, a Jones family committee with input from scouting, if it's the draft, or, yes, some from the head coach when it comes to personnel matters. But I still think one thing hasn't changed. I think if you're an agent, like this unidentified agent here, yeah, when you're calling up, trying to get a new deal for DeMarcus Lawrence, or if your client is Dak Prescott, you're dealing with Steven primarily. But I still think the final stamp, the final, okay, this is what we're doing, still belongs to Pops. I still think Jerry makes the final call. I think there's a difference between legwork and who's really in charge and has the final call. I think Steven is doing a lot of the leg, if 99% of the legwork, a lot of the hard work. But I still think he has to look and sometimes convince his dad to do things. I still think this is Jerry's team.
Yeah, I think it is too, but I think those big decisions are dwindling in number every year. Like 20 years ago, Jerry made all, 250 big decisions.
Yep.
10 years ago, Jerry made 150 of those big decisions. Now I bet Jerry makes 50 of those big decisions and leaves the other 200 to Steven. And if it's a really, really, really big decision like the Amari Cooper trade or something like that, that's Jerry's call still. I think he does listen to Steven more than he's ever listened to Steven. I think he knows Steven's the future and he's gradually trying to work him in, give him more responsibility so that when the time comes, the Cowboys are in good hands. I believe, obviously, Jerry wants to leave it in the family, and I think he wants to leave it in experienced hands. Jerry doesn't want to die at 85 and have Steven have very little experience, so I think by the time that happens, he wants Steven to be in full command. He doesn't want to do to Steven what the Queen is doing to Prince Charles. Prince Charles is 70, and he's still waiting for his shot to make one decision. But the Queen's 120, and she won't give it up.
Yeah.
So Jerry doesn't want that dynamic, and props to Jerry for that.
You right.
Jerry's still involved in a lot of the extracurriculars, fights at AT&T Stadium, concerts at AT&T Stadium, helicopter purchases, yacht purchases, stuff going on in Frisco. But yeah, this doesn't surprise me because I think we've seen the slow transition over the last 10 to 15 years.
We have seen this, and we've identified some of it. Some of it has been clearly identified. They've joked and kind of punched each other in the shoulder telling the Johnny Manziel story, and that came out that It was Steven who convinced him, no, we are not doing that. We are not taking Johnny Manziel. Let's listen to the scouts. Let's take somebody that can fortify our offensive line and not take a real wild card at quarterback. And it does seem like Jerry is enjoying the fruits of all his labor, buying the yacht, the helicopter, doing some of that stuff that is, you know, later in life he's having a good time with it and enjoying all of this. But I still think when it comes to, and maybe Steven presents him with all the evidence and can convince him how to do things, but I still think they've still got to get that final stamp that says JJ on it.
I do see some of Steven's handiwork, like maybe not giving Garrett the contract extension.
Jerry would have done that.
Yeah, maybe That's more Steven playing hardball, or as this guy said, you know, Steven can be really cheap when it comes to paying. Steven just said last week to the media, you know, it'd be nice if Dak and Amari and these guys took a hometown discount.
So
he's laying groundwork. Yeah. I don't recall Jerry ever saying that. You know, Jerry was always pretty fine with paying his top-tier talent.
Yeah.
I hate to beat a dead horse here, but I keep saying that I don't believe the Cowboys are interested in paying Zeke long-term. And I think that's Steven. I don't think that's Jerry. I think Jerry would give Zeke a long-term deal now. But Steven doesn't want to. I think Steven has seen the shelf life of a running back. I think Steven knows the cap better than Jerry. I think he's known the cap better than Jerry for 20 years, but because that's been his job. But I think Steven is the reason why they picked up the fifth-year option and why they're just saying, you know, we're going to get to these other guys before Zeke, because I've always maintained I don't think they're going to give Zeke a long-term deal.
Well, and I think the more we've seen of this over the years, the last few years, and yes, you can see the handprints of Steven. You can see him making stronger statements in news conferences that he did 5 or 10 years ago. I do think he has a lot more power, maybe not ultimate power, but I think he's a lot more power. I think we've seen that in the drafts and free agency, maybe even trades, very shrewd trades they've made, pro personnel and college personnel. I think that traces back to Steven and saying, hey, let's trust our scouts. Let's trust people like Will McClay. And that's why I don't think it's such – I think it's a good thing for this organization. I think Steven's really sharp. Not that Jerry's not, but I think he's really sharp and he's tuned in to what you need to do as an owner, what you need to do from that role. And if it is, I guess you're the GM as well. And I think it's a good thing, and I think the Cowboys have already seen some benefits from this the last 5 years. Still not sure he's in charge, but yes, he obviously has a lot more power.